Believing Scripture, by Aaron Locker. I exhort therefore, that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who will have all men to be saved, and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time, 2 Timothy 2:1-6. Practicing what this passage teaches will get you persecuted by Christians if they don't notice that you are referencing God's word, but sometimes even if they do realize it. The mere suggestion of putting these things into practice will start arguments among churchgoers. Here are some you can try at your nearest church. We should be thankful for our president. God will have all men to be saved. There is only one God. Jesus was a man. Jesus has not only paid the purchasing price for believers, but for all. The biggest truth that this passage teaches is the sovereignty, the unshared, matchless authority of God over all things, and that He is the responsible party of it all. If He is not responsible for all men, why then are we urged to give thanks to God for them? It is the denial of this truth that requires us to deny the other truths in this passage and finally leads us to believe in mythological polytheism. Scripture says that there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Man says that there are two rivaling forces in the universe jockeying for control. One party consists of Satan and his angels, and the other consists of three beings that are all 100% God. God number one, Father, God number two, Jesus, and God number three, a ghost. Scripture says that we ought to pray for all men and give thanks to God for them. But because man has already concluded that there is more than one controlling force, multiple gods in the universe, man says that we ought to pray for those who are under the control of Satan and his angels and give thanks only for those of whom God has control. Scripture says that God will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Man says that Satan will have most men not come to the knowledge of the truth before they die and that, because Satan will succeed with this goal, God will ultimately fail with his goal to have all men saved and will be able to win only a few. Scripture says that Christ Jesus gave himself a ransom for all. Man says that because Satan will win more people than God will, Christ only actually paid for those who believed before they died. God's good news has always been accepted by just a few, but we must remember that the percentage of believers in the truth never has an effect on the amount of truth that is actually in it. It is either true that God will have all men to be saved, or it is false. It is either true that Jesus was a man, or it is false. It is either true that there is only one God, or it is false. It is either true that Christ Jesus gave himself a ransom for all, or it is false. Let's either accept as truth what Scripture has to say on these matters, or deny them, but let's not continue to consider ourselves Bible believers if we consider it to be a lie. BIBLESTUDENTSPRESS Trademark Signed Studies Shelf, P.O. Box 265, Windber, PAR 15963-1-800-784-6010/www.studyshelf.com taken from the Bible Student's Notebook Trademark Sign, a weekly Bible study publication available in two formats, electronic and printed, www.biblestudentsnotebook. Return to main index page.